tonight, starting with chapter 2 up through 125. Now, we're not going to read all of those, but Psalms chapter 2 and verse 10. As I looked at these, as I mentioned this morning, I had been studying about trust in. Trust in Him, trust in the Lord, trust in God, but trust in. And there are many, many references that use the word trust in the book of Psalms. We're going to look at some of those tonight. I want you to see how many times it's mentioned in the Bible. I want you to see how it affects our lives and how people rely upon the Lord and what He can do for you if you will trust Him to help you. Many times people will not trust the Lord. If you won't trust Him, He can't help you. But you've got to put your trust in Him. You trust Him with your soul. You put your faith in Him for your salvation. Well, that doesn't where it stops. You need to trust Him with the other things. There's so many things in the Bible that God wants us to do. There's so many challenges God gives us. There's many commandments that God gives us. And sometimes we're afraid to do them because we don't trust the Lord to take us through what He said He was going to do. Now, in Psalms 2 is where we're going to start. We're going to look at verse 10 down through 12. Psalms 2, 10. Be wise now, therefore, O you kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest He be angry, and ye perish from the way, when His wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are they that put their trust in Him. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we just ask that we might understand these blessings, that we might understand the power of putting our trust in You and what You can do in our lives if You will allow, if we will allow it. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, the first part of Psalms 2, the people are imagining, the heathen are imagining a vain thing. They're rebelling against God. They're rebelling against His rules. They're rebelling against the king. But He says, I'll put on Mount Zion who I want to put on Mount Zion. And then when we started out down in Psalms 2:10, He's telling us to be wise. Kings, the rulers of this world, be instructed, ye judges of the earth. All these people of the earth, all of these that are imagining vain things, all these things that are trying to come against God. But it says, serve the Lord with fear. That means a fear of respect, a fear that if you don't, something might happen, and an honor to serve God. Rejoice with trembling, it says. Because sometimes when you see the hand of God in your life, the mighty things that He does and the amazing things that He does in His life, it's a little scary sometimes that He does in our lives. How much He can do and what He does and the amazing power of His hand as He works in our life. Because down at the end of it says, kiss the Son, love the Son, be close to Jesus in verse 12. Perish in the way, lest He be angry. But see, blessed are they that put their trust in Him. All these other people, they're wanting to revolt, they're wanting to rise against God's authority. They don't want Him to govern their lives, the first part of Psalms 2. But He says, blessed are they that trust in Him. If you want the blessings of God in your life, if you want the hand of God in your life, and if you want God to help you, then trust Him. If He says He's going to do something, He's going to do it. Then trust Him. Let's look at another trust Him in 4, 5, Psalms 4, verse 5. Psalms 4, verse 5, it says, offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who shall show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of my countenance upon us. Lift up thy countenance. Oh man, I got this all messed up. Lift up the light of thy countenance upon us. You see, put your trust in the Lord, it says here. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness. Because, and then verse 7, thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their corn and their wine increase, the things of the world. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. Brings us all the way back to verse 5. Put your trust in the Lord. Don't put your trust in the things of the world. Don't put your, as we would say here, in the checkbook or in your job or in your checks or anything like that. Put your trust in the Lord. Because that's the only thing that you can count on that's always going to be there. And when you put your trust in the Lord, then you can lay down and sleep in peace. You can have a peace in your mind. You don't have to worry. Dwell in safety, it says here. Because you put your trust in the Lord. We have blessings. We have peace. We have peace at night. We have peace in our sleep. Look in Psalms 5, verse 10. Psalms 5. Oh, yeah, that's what was wrong. I was looking at chapter 6. Okay, 5:10. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsel. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. He says, let what's coming to them, come to them. Verse 11. But let all these that have put their trust in thee, rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor, will I compass him as with a shield. Surround him. Look at what happens here to those that put their trust in thee. There is rejoicing in their life, ever shouting for joy. You defend them because they love your name. It starts with trust with God. Trust isn't just in with salvation. Trust starts with salvation. Trusting Him starts with salvation as you put your trust in Him, as you put your faith in Him for salvation. But that's only the beginning. He wants you to trust your whole life, your defense, your life, your health, your joy, everything. We're going to see those things here. Look at in Psalms 9, verse 7. Psalms 9, verse 7. But the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in the time of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. He's a refuge for the oppressed. He's not going to forsake you. Put your trust in Him. Trust Him, because He's always going to be there for you. Look in Psalm 17, verse 5. 17:5 in Psalms. 17:5 in Psalms. Hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not. I have called upon thee, for thou wilt hear me. O God, incline thy ear unto me, and hear my speech. Show thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou that saved by thy right hand, which put their trust in thee from those that rise up against them. Those that put their trust in Him will have these blessings. You will have marvelous loving kindness. Marvelous. The amazing grace of God, that He gives you the loving kindness, love in action. Why? Because they put their trust in Him. this world is hard. There's problems in this world. Things are going to happen in this world. And the people that those things get them down, those things that depress people, those things that put people in a pity party and poochie lip and all those things are the ones that do not trust in Him. No matter what this world deals out, we can still put our trust in Him because we know He's still there. We have these promises in the Bible. We hang on to these promises. Why? Because we trust Him. Look in Psalm 17:5. No, he did that one. Right? Yes. 17:5-9. Well, I stopped there, but look at verse 8 in Psalm 17:8. Keep me as the apple of thy eye, hide me under the shadow of thy wings, from the wicked that oppress me, from the deadly enemies who compass me about. Why? Because they put their trust in Him, as is said in verse 7. Now look in Psalms 18:28. 18:28. Psalms 18:28. For thou wilt light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. Now, that's a great one there, just by itself. Keeps your candle lit. For by thee have I run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in Him. For who is God save the Lord? Who is a rock save our God? For those that put their trust in Him, He's a buckler. He's a shield. He's a battlement for you. Because He will defend you if you trust Him and don't do it in your own strength. Psalms 20 and 6. Now I know, that the Lord saveth His anointed. He will hear him from His holy heaven with the saving strength of His right hand. Some trust in chariots, some in horses. But we remember the name of the Lord our God. That's where our trust is. Not in the things of the world, not in the power of this world, not in all these, but in the Lord. Look at Psalms 25. Psalms 25:1. Song about this. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed, nor an enemy's triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Teach is all through this psalm here. In verse 20 of the same psalm. O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Verse 2, O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Verse 20, deliver me. Let me not be ashamed. Why? Because he put his trust in him. You're ashamed. Sometimes people don't want to speak up for Jesus. They're afraid that somebody's going to say no or embarrass them, or they're going to be ashamed, or something's going to happen. They're going to get embarrassed. But no, put your trust in him. And he will take you through all of these things. Look at Psalms 31. And 31:5. Into thy hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord, God of truth. I have hated them that regarded lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. People lie against you. People bring things against you. But you put your trust in the Lord because he's the one that's there. Look in verse 20 of the same chapter. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion. No, verse 19, I'm sorry. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Trust in him before you trust in anybody else. Look in Psalms 34 and 22. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. None of them that trust in him. Desolate. Desolate in spirit. Desolate. David says, I've been young and I've been old. I've never seen the righteous begging for bread. Put your trust in him and he will take you through the hard times because you're trusting in the one that can help you. Look at Psalms 37. And verse 1, Psalms 37, 1. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also unto him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth the righteous as the light, and the judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. See, it starts out, fret what? Fret not, trust, delight, commit, rest, and cease. Because they put their trust in the Lord. Look at verse 40 of the same chapter. Psalms 37, 40. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. Look in Psalms 40. And verse 1, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. That Psalms 2, that verse 2 is a famous verse, and a lot of people, been many sermons preached about that. Took me up out of the horrible pit, the miry clay, set my feet upon a rock and established my going and put a new song in my mouth. Why? Because they trust in him. Look at Psalms 52. And 7. 52:7. Lo, this is the man that made not God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches and strengthened himself in his wickedness. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. Two opposites there. Trusting in the world. I will praise thee forever because thou hast done it. And I will wait on thy name, for it is good before the saints. You have two opposites here. Trust in the world or trust in the Lord. Look in Psalms 55 and 7. Lo, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness, Selah. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongue, for I have seen the violence. Strife against thee. That's not right. No, I'm 55:23. I'm sorry. 55:23. O thou, O God, shall bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in thee. I will trust in thee. Look in Psalms 56:3. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Sounds like some of Paul, some of the apostles, what they said, wasn't it? See, he's afraid. Fear. Sometimes if you don't have fear, you're a little crazy, you know. There's some things you ought to be afraid of. But when that happens, put your trust in him, in the Lord. Not saying there's not going to be things that scare you. There's not going to be things that are not fearful. But put your trust in the Lord. Look in Psalm 61. 61:1. Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Oh, that's, amen. I'm going to preach that sometime there. Verse 3. But thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covenant of thy wings. As he puts you under the shadow of his wings, I will trust in him. Psalm 62:6. Psalm 62:6. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your hearts before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Trust in him at all times. Psalm 64 and 10. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord. Trust in him. Psalm 73 and 25. Psalm 73:25. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon the earth that I desire besides thee. Kind of like what was preached about this morning. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For lo, they that are far from us, from thee shall perish. They hast destroyed all them that go a whoring from thee. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in thee, Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. I have. He says, I've done it. That's where I'm at right now. Go to 115 in Psalms. We got about three more here. Stick with me. 115 and 9. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Three times. Trust thou. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. He's their protection. He's there. It is proof because so many times it's happened. Psalms 118, verse 8. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust the Lord than to put confidence in princesses, rulers, government. Don't put your trust in the rulers or the kings or the president, whoever he is or whatever. Don't put your trust there. It's better to trust in the Lord. Don't put confidence in man. Put it in the Lord. Psalms 119, the psalm about the word of God. 119:42. So shall I wherewith to answer him that reproached me. For I trust in thy word. That's how you answer people, with the word of God, with the scriptures. That's the same thing that Jesus told Satan was with the word of God. I want us to look at one more. 125. Psalms 125 and 1. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. If you do not put your trust in the Lord, and you trust the hundreds of things out there that some people put their trust in, you are not going to be solid as a mountain. Now, Mount Zion is talking about where God is or about heaven. But listen, that cannot be moved. God's abode cannot be moved. God is stationary. God is the rock. God is established. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion. Do you want your life solid as a mountain? Do you want your life in the Lord as huge as a mountain when it comes to God? Which cannot be removed. Nothing can take that away from you. Nothing can take Jesus away from you. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. Nothing can take that salvation away from you. You know, just as real as heaven is, that you're going to be there because you're putting your trust in the Lord. You're not putting your trust in the church. You're not putting your trust in the sacraments. You're not putting your trust in the good things you do. You're not putting your trust in what you put in the offering plate. You're not trusting how you live, and you're not trusting yourself to keep your salvation. You're not trusting on your family or your relatives or born in America or grandma's faith or whatever it is. You're trusting in the Lord, and that is as long as everlasting as God will be Himself, as huge as a mountain, cannot be removed, but abideth forever. Going to last forever. As the mountains are around about Jerusalem, so the Lord is around about His people from henceforth ever forever. He is there. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands into iniquity. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in the hearts, as for such as turn aside unto the crooked way, the Lord shall lead them forth with workers of iniquity, but peace shall be upon Israel. No matter what happens in this world, no matter what happens around us, no matter what happens to America or the government or the politics or diseases or whatever happens, you put your trust in the Lord. What is the worst thing that can happen? You die. Go to heaven. That's the worst thing that can happen to you. But we as people tend to not trust God. When He says, you do this, I'll do this. If you do this, I'll bless you here. You say, well, I got financial problems. I got this. Well, are you doing it God's way? Well, no, I can't afford to. Well, you can afford not to. You're not trusting in the Lord. You're trusting in your figures or whatever. You're not trusting in the Lord. God, I don't know where I'm going to eat tomorrow. Well, where are you putting your trust at? Why are you in that situation? What did you do to cause that to happen? Well, I can't pay my insurance. Well, then, so you're going to drive your car anyway and be illegal? Don't you trust in the Lord to do things right? Trust in the Lord for whatever it is. Not just your salvation, but your life. Your daily life. Tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day. Trust in Him. Stay close to Him. Listen to Him. Do it God's way. God's way always is the right way. God's way always will work. because God's way is always right. It's not to you to understand. It's for us to do what God says. The military works off of following orders on a need-to-know basis. And if the guys on top are doing their job right, everything works out if you do what you're told. But when you don't, it messes up the whole thing, everything underneath you and whatever you're with. When it comes to trusting in the Lord, it's not just about you. Because the decisions you make will affect others around you. There's no sin that's just for you and only affects you. Because if you don't put your trust in the Lord and take His guidance in life and go the way He wants you to go, and you decide, I want to do this, or I want to do that, or I don't like that, or you don't bother to ask God. Many times we don't bother to ask God because we don't want His answer, because we already know what it is. But it's not going to be just you. It's going to affect somebody else. And sometimes it's generations and generations and generations that it affects. And those around you, you are training them because they see what you do. Because you put your trust in God to bring you through whatever. Now that doesn't mean you sit down on your cushion and twiddle your thumbs all day and wait for something to happen. I'm trusting in God. I'm not going to get up and put the beans on the pot. I'm going to trust God to feed me. Well, He gave you the beans. You know, you hold the story about the guy that was drowning and the water was coming up and he's on top of his house and they sent a boat by and he says, We're going to rescue you. Come on, get in the boat. He says, no, I'm trusting on God to save me. You know? Then somebody else comes along with a helicopter or something other and comes along. Hey, the water's getting high. Come on, let's get on here. He says, no, I'm trusting in God. The guy drowns and dies. He says, what happened? God, I was trusting in you. Well, I sent all these people to help you. You see, you look at all the miracles in the Bible. They had to pick up their bed. They had to get up. They had to walk. They had to move. They had to go wash the mud out of their eyes. God had them do something. Had them go. There is a... God sends help to us. And sometimes we're too blind to see it. Because we're not looking for God's help. We're trusting something else to come in and rescue us when we're not doing it God's way. God's never going to lead you some way that's illegal or immoral or against the Word of God. He never will do that. And none of us are an exception to the rule. Well, I know that, but you know, it's okay. You understand my situation, God. You know, you're not an exception to the rule. If they're supposed to be married, they're supposed to be married. You're not supposed to be smoking or drinking or well, you know, I got to work at this place, God. You know, it's not a good place to work. You know, they're not honest or whatever. But God, you know, you told me I'm worse than infidel if I don't provide for my family. He's not going to put you in a place that's illegal and dishonest and you have to lie and cheat to keep your job. God's not going to do that. Well, God, you know I got to work on Sundays. I don't have any choice. Are you trusted in God? That's where we lose so many teenagers. That's where we lost some that we had here coming for a while, is they got a job. And who do the teenagers work? They get all the weekends and stuff like that. And they won't take a stand and say, I'm not working on Sunday. They don't trust in God. And the love of that money, pulls them away. Trust in the Lord. What does He want you to do? I was talking to somebody the other day about exercising and doing all this stuff. On Monday I do this, Tuesday I do this, Wednesday I do this, Thursday I do this, Friday I do this, Saturday I do this, Sunday we don't do anything except go to church. Even with that, they put God first. But we don't trust in God. We trust in something else. But I know this was a lot of verses and you had to do a lot of turning and yeah. You know, it's a little tough for you maybe. But I wanted you to see. Psalms is, this is all through the Bible. But the book of Psalms has the most in it about trust in. Trust in. And you look at the problems that David had and all the things that happened in his life. He had a hard time. But he trusted in. Our challenge is trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with your life, with your family, with your home, with your health, with your job, with your finances, with your kids and your grandkids and your husbands and your wives and your cousins and aunts and uncles and neighbors and all that stuff, the co-workers, your job, your car. Well, God's going to keep my car running. I don't have to put oil in it. Now, wait a minute. You know, hey, He gave you the oil. Hey, I've drove cars, had to put 50 weight oil in them to make the oil light go out. And God kept them going. And God is always taking care of us. Always has. As long as I don't flub it up. But trust in the Lord. He wants you to be joyful. He wants you to be full of joy. He wants you to be happy. And you can be happy with nothing but a bowl of beans. You don't even have to have a tortilla to dip in it. But you can be happy because God provides. And you know who you belong to. You belong to Jesus. You're a child of the King. You're important to Him. You are very, very special to Him. He loves you more than we'll ever understand till we get to heaven. Trust Him because He loves you. Let's stand on our feet while we have a time of invitation. Maybe there's some areas in your life where you need some help. Maybe there's some areas in your life where things are not going real good, or maybe they're flubbed up or whatever. Maybe you need to go back and say, well, what did I do here, God? What's wrong here, God? Where did I get off path here? Whatever, you know. He'll tell you. He'll tell you. Most likely you already know. Dear Jesus, we just ask that you'll take this and you'll encourage us and strengthen us and let us serve you with our utmost, God. Let us be proud Christians as we face tomorrow and tonight and the next day. God, let us hold our heads up high for who we are. And God, let me learn to trust you. We ask this in Jesus' name.